Welcome back to Parcast Daily. This month, we're featuring mini episodes from the female criminals special series, Black Widow Watch. Every day in June, Female Criminals is taking a closer look at the web of lies, deceit, and murder spun by some of history's most deadly women. Today, we're discussing Narcy Novak. In 2009, her 18 years of marriage to Florida millionaire Ben Novak Jr. ended in an intricately orchestrated tragedy. You can check out more Black Widow episodes all month long by subscribing to Female Criminals. Listen free every day on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Narcy was used to the best of everything, the best caterers, the best clothes, the best boats and parties and handbags. And why shouldn't she be? She was married to a very rich man, had been for 18 years. She'd stuck with him through infidelity. She'd put up with his arrogant, difficult personality. Luxury was her reward. But Narcy was starting to get worried. This mistress, Rebecca Bliss, was different from the others. It had gone on for so long, almost 2 years, and Ben seemed to be serious about her. That meant divorce, which, thanks to Narcy's prenup, was not an option. No, she wouldn't be getting a divorce. She'd rather die than give up her lavish lifestyle. Or, better yet, she'd rather kill. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they'd wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Narcy Novak. In 2009, her 18-year marriage to Florida millionaire Ben Novak Jr. ended in what most people would label a tragedy. Ben was beaten to death in a New York State hotel room, and Narcy found the body. But in reality, Narcy had orchestrated the whole thing. After all, she couldn't let Ben divorce her and leave her with nothing. That would be the real tragedy. More on Narcy Novak after this. Now, back to the Novaks. Ben Novak's family was the height of Florida society when he was growing up. Their Fontainebleau Hotel was the hottest spot in Miami through the 60s, with visitors ranging from beautiful glamour girls to Elvis to JFK. And little Benji Novak Jr. had the run of the place, ordering waiters about, firing bellboys or maids. He was the prince of the palace and had the difficult, entitled personality to match. Narcy's background was very different. When she met Ben Novak in 1991, she was a single mother from Ecuador, working as an exotic dancer. But she took to luxury like a duck to water. And Ben, who loved his beautiful new wife, wasn't afraid to shower her with it. Sure, he cheated on his wife sometimes. He was used to having everything his way. But that didn't mean the love was gone. And anyway, with Narcy, he'd met his match. She gave as good as she got, as far as Ben was concerned. For example, in 2002, he was convinced she'd staged a home invasion to punish him and get him back into line. She had him tied up in a chair for 25 hours, then stole between $300,000 and $400,000 from the house. But Ben didn't press charges or even leave his wife. Clearly, it was in line with the power plays they engaged in, however strange it looked from the outside. In the end, it wasn't Narcy that crossed the boundaries of the game first, but Ben. In 2009, after 18 years of marriage, his philandering ways looked like they were finally leading towards divorce and a new wife. Narcy couldn't accept that. But if Ben was going to break the rules of their little games, well, so would she. After all, the stakes were now much higher, $5 to $10 million high. And yes, Narcy was counting. On April 5th, 2009, Ben found his beloved mother in a pool of her own blood in the utility room of her house. It was ruled an accident. Authorities believed she had experienced a series of falls. After all, Bernice Novak was an elderly woman. A fall could do a lot of damage. Although that many fractures, that many breaks, that much blood, it must have been some astonishing falls. On July 12, 2009, tragedy struck the family again. Narcy found Ben bound and beaten to death in the Hilton Hotel penthouse suite they were sharing in the suburbs outside New York City. Perhaps most disturbing of all, his eyes were gouged out. Not an accident, not a robbery gone wrong. This was personal and very much purposeful. The police investigation led them to Narcy's brother, a Philadelphia bus driver, and the story they pieced together was as dark a family drama as they come. Narcy, with the help of her brother, had hired toughs to beat not just her husband, but also her mother-in-law to death. In the case of her husband, she'd been in the room when the murder happened, directing the hired men every step of the way, including when it came to Ben Novak's wandering eyes. But Narcy's quest for vengeance and Novak's money didn't stop there. One of the hitmen she'd worked with had a picture of Narcy's adult daughter, May, in his wallet. Investigators were aware that May had been close with her stepfather and suspicious of her mother's role in his death, and they came to an appalling conclusion. Narcy's hit list didn't end with her husband. Her own daughter was next. Ironically, Narcy's brother tried to pin the murders on May, but the evidence wasn't there, and in the end, it wasn't a hard case to bring home. All the hitmen Narcy worked with cooperated with the prosecution in exchange for lenient sentencing. Both Narcy and her brother, meanwhile, are in prison for life, without possibility of parole, and not a chance of an Hermes scarf or a yacht. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.